Jan Marie was born in the summer of 1955, the year the family moved to the big cream brick house on Lisbon Avenue in Milwaukee. In all the early photographs of her, she was a sweet-faced girl with a fringe of black bangs and big, round, dark eyes. Jan began to sketch at a young age, drawing everything she saw. Her sketchbooks and pencils became a part of her everyday life. She brought them along on every vacation, family outings, or even an afternoon at the park. But this was just the beginning of Jan's growth into a remarkable and versatile creative talent. Jan's talent was manifold. She was adept in a variety of expressions. Oil and acrylic painting on masonite, canvas, walls and furnishings. Sculpting. Wood carving in three dimensions and flat friezes. Dolls made of wood and paper mache, complete with carefully designed and historically accurate wardrobes. Miniature houses, the tiny families and residents, decorated with handmade furniture, carefully wallpapered, and wired with working lights. Fine-crafted dioramas of fantastical scenes. Designing and sewing stage theater costumes, and painting massive canvas backdrops in rich colors applied with a sure hand and a keen eye. Clothing design that utilized often wild mixes of fabrics and prints that somehow fell together perfectly in her hands. Elaborate knitted sweaters designed on the fly without patterns. Ceramics of whimsical shape and color. Intricate jewelry made with a variety of stones, beads, and wire. Children's book illustration in graphite, colored pencil, and watercolor. All of these were the activities of her daily life. For years, she drove a cranberry-colored Plymouth Horizon that she had decorated with an oval picture of the Mona Lisa, alongside curly-cued gold paint spelling out the words, "Buy real art." Jan did not simply do art. She lived art every minute. To follow this dream, she moved to Door County soon after graduating with honors from UWM with a degree in fine arts. She had been taking college-level art courses while still at Pius XI High School. She studied at the American Academy of Art in Chicago, her focus on oil painting technique and portraiture. During a semester in London, she educated herself about the classic children's book illustrators such as Beatrix Potter. Although her family remained at the center of her life, she lived for her art, at great cost to herself, and often in difficult situations, sometimes literally as a starving artist. Over the years, while waiting for her artworks to sell, or in between art shows, she worked many jobs. Respite care worker, short order cook, clothing designer and seamstress, daycare worker, nursing home aide, and cashier, hostess, artist, framer in a variety of stores and galleries. Most recently, she did a memorial pencil sketch of an American soldier for his buddies. They were so moved by this tribute to their fallen friend that they adopted Jan as an honorary member of the 101st Airborne Division. Her life was not always easy, but Jan remained the kind, shy, lovely woman we all knew. Her sense of humor was offbeat, whimsical, and dry. She could make us laugh so hard, telling jokes and always forgetting the punchline. At Pipka's, she would come to work dressed as an elf right down to the pointy shoes, and throw candy to the kids dressed as Santa in the Fall Fest parade. She loved children, and they loved her. Perhaps it was her childlike heart that they recognized. Jan once told her sister Chris that she thought she had been given the gift of mercy, that is, compassionate heart, for everybody. She was careful in her words, and spoke always kindly about others. Perhaps from the viewpoint of the commercial world, Jan was not successful as an artist. She did not become a famous portrait painter. Much of her art was never sold and was put into storage. But hers was a life of bravery, of courage to live one's dream, not always graciously or smoothly, often alone, but always with dedication and kindness to others. She will always be our beautiful Jan, and the world will not be as bright now that she has left us.